All right, good morning. 8:15, Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, hey.
It's a rainy morning, but
oh, still a good morning outside, man. Good God.
Hey, you know what? Big shout out to anybody working outside, like you mail delivery people out there delivering packages, and then, oh, man.
Anybody has imagine to do any work outside, it's terrible. I'd say that on any day, though, to be honest. If I had to do any kind of manual labor outside, it would not be good for anybody, especially myself. A lot
big
of
shout out to you guys out there, construction workers.
Yeah, farmers out there, cripes all
farmers, crazy. All of you. Yeah. Thank you.
I complained about going out on my smoke break, and here I am. It's just, oh, it's so crappy. All right, we got to keep moving here. It's time for your, buck up, Bart. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Love them. They're working hard today. They got to get stuff done in the rain.
What? Yeah. What?
Well, in case you missed it, apparently koalas are riddled with chlamydia.
Ah.
So getting right into it. So researchers are trying to. Yeah, it's a thing. Researchers are trying to help stop the spread of chlamydia among the furry little creatures. Around 400 koalas will go through a trial where they'll get the chlamydia shots. One researcher says that half of the 400 will get the shots. The other half won't. And then they'll just see what happens. The goal is to try to increase the lifespan of these disease-ridden
stop sleeping
birds.
With all the koalas, Brock.
Y'all know that one slutty koala, too, all right? She's got the red lipstick on, a little too much rouge, all right? She's wearing a thong. It's like, all right, that koala for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, so they're not all chlamydia. Cute and cuddly, huh? They're all disease-filled. There's the cutest bear of them all, right?
For sure. And does it count as a bear? Because it's in the, because like people always think that like panda bears, right? Like panda bears aren't bears. No, that's a bear. All right. It's still a bear. It still beats you up pretty good. But is a koala bear actually in the bear family, or is it just say,
because I think it's in the bear family.
You know, it'd be terrifying, like a grizzly bear with chlamydia. That sounds terrifying right there.
Yeah.
Right
not there. Only are you getting eaten. And
how
eaten,
about
you're getting,
you're getting an STD? You got to get a shot.
Chlamydia.
How about these poor koalas that aren't getting the shot, right? So they got like half these, like they're coming in like, ah, this is perfect, man. I've had chlamydia for like months. This is, I'm going to get a shot. And then they're part of the trial group that's not getting the shot. Like, come on, man. Just give me the shot. You gave Steve the shot. Why don't I get the shot? It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Koala bears walk around on 2 feet. They,
no,
they do both.
They're four footers.
Four footers?
Yeah, they got four paws on the ground, so. It's a weird animal, dude. They only eat eucalyptus leaves, all right? Mm-hmm. They do a bunch of other gross stuff. They sleep for like 20 hours a day.
Are they slow?
I wouldn't say they're fast, but I don't think they're slow. Can't outrun chlamydia. I know that much, so.
Damn.
I don't know. What a weird.
Poor koalas, man. That's sad.
I guess we'll see.
Wrapping it up.
But hey, you think about that, all right? You're out at the Koala Nightclub, okay? You've had a few shots, a few Jager bombs. You and your boys are out there trying to pick some other hot koalas up for a night of unprotected sex. You think you're going to have a good time, and the next thing you know, you're at the doctor. He's like, hey, we got to give you this shot because you have chlamydia. I don't know how to tell you
this.
Okay,
yeah. I think I missed that David Attenborough episode.
That one, that would be funny. And here we see.
And here we go.
The cute, cuddly koala who spends his time in trees eating eucalyptus leaves. Little does he
and
know.
Here we have the slutty koala.
As you can see by her lipstick that she gets around. And she will more than likely have multiple partners in one go, one night. And she will spread the chlamydia to many of the male counterparts. I don't know. Yeah, that one wasn't on Animal Planet.
Missed that episode.
Missed that episode. All right. So it's a weird story, and I'm just going to move on. That's your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.